Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How AI Thinks, How We Built It, How It Can Help Us, and How We Can Control It by Nigel Toon is an accessible non-fiction guide to artificial intelligence. Written for readers who want to understand the technology without needing a technical background, Toon, known for his work in AI hardware and as co-founder of GraphCore, explains how artificial intelligence developed from early ambitions in computer science into systems that can generate language, images, code, and scientific insights. The book is both explanatory and civic in purpose. It describes how AI systems are built and trained, why recent advances feel different from earlier computing, and what choices society faces as these tools become more capable, rather than treating AI as either a miracle or a threat. Toon frames it as a powerful human-made technology whose benefits depend on comprehension, design, governance, and practical judgment. Its central value lies in connecting technical mechanisms with everyday consequences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical shift from programmed machines to adaptive AI systems. A central concern of how AI thinks is the long development path that led from conventional computing to modern artificial intelligence. Toon places current AI within a broader history that includes early theoretical ambitions, the emergence of computer science, and the formal naming of artificial intelligence around the Dartmouth research effort of the 1950s. This historical framing matters because it prevents readers from seeing generative AI as a sudden isolated invention. Earlier computers followed explicit instructions and performed well on tasks that could be reduced to rules, calculations, or stored information. Modern AI, by contrast, often learns patterns from large bodies of data rather than being directly programmed for every response. The book uses this contrast to explain why recent systems can appear more intuitive than older software. They do not simply retrieve facts or execute fixed logic. They infer likely relationships between inputs and outputs. This history also clarifies why AI progress has been uneven. Ambitious goals existed for decades, but the necessary data, computing power, algorithms, and specialized hardware only recently converged at sufficient scale. Secondly, training. Self-training and the mechanics behind machine performance. Toon gives particular attention to how AI systems are trained, because training is the key difference between traditional software and contemporary machine learning. Instead of writing every rule by hand, developers expose models to examples and adjust their internal parameters until they become better at recognizing patterns, predicting outcomes, or generating plausible results. The book presents this as a practical mechanism rather than a mystical process. AI can improve through repeated exposure, feedback, and optimization, and some systems can use forms of self-supervised learning to extract structure from data without every example being manually labeled. This helps explain why AI can produce new images, translate between languages, or respond to open-ended prompts. It has not learned in the human sense of lived experience, but it has developed statistical representations that allow flexible performance across many tasks. The significance of this explanation is that it makes both capability and limitation clearer. A trained model can generalize impressively when patterns are present, but its outputs still depend on training data, model design, and evaluation methods. Thirdly, why answer engines feel different from older search and computing tools? The book emphasizes that one of the most visible changes in everyday technology is the movement from search engines toward answer engines. Older digital tools usually helped users locate information, while newer AI systems can synthesize, summarize, generate, and converse. Toon uses this shift to make the consequences of AI concrete for non-specialist readers. A search engine typically returns links that a person must inspect and interpret. An AI assistant attempts to produce a direct response shaped by context, language, and likely user intent. This difference explains why AI seems more conversational and human-like than earlier software, even though it remains a machine system. The same underlying capabilities help AI analyze sentiment, generate draft code, create images that did not previously exist, and handle tasks with vast possibility spaces, such as complex games. The book also connects these advances to scientific applications, including work on protein structure prediction as an example of machine learning, contributing to problems beyond ordinary human calculation. The point is not that AI replaces understanding, but that it changes how people access and manipulate knowledge. Fourthly, AI is an augmenting force in work, education, healthcare, and creativity. How AI Thinks treats artificial intelligence as a general-purpose technology whose value depends on how it is applied across domains. Toon highlights areas such as education, healthcare, software development, and the creative arts to show that AI is not confined to laboratories or technology companies. In education, AI can support explanation, tutoring, and personalized practice, while also raising questions about assessment and dependence. In healthcare, it can assist with pattern recognition, administrative work, and research, but it must be used carefully because medical decisions affect real lives. In creative fields, AI can generate images, text, and design variations, making it a collaborator in exploration rather than simply a production shortcut. The book frames these examples through augmentation AI can extend human capacity when people understand what it is good at and where human judgment remains essential. This is important for business leaders, teachers, parents, students, and policymakers, because the practical challenge is not only adopting tools, but redesigning workflows, skills, responsibilities, and expectations around them. Lastly, control, governance, and the need to align performance with human purpose. The subtitle of the book signals that understanding AI is inseparable from controlling it. Toon does not present technical capability as automatically beneficial, because AI systems can influence hiring, education, communication, research, and decision-making, their design and deployment require scrutiny. The major concerns include bias in training data, opaque model behavior, over-reliance on machine outputs, concentration of power, and the difficulty of regulating fast-moving technology. The book approaches these issues through practical governance rather than abstract fear. If AI systems are trained on human-generated data, they can reflect human assumptions and social inequalities. If their internal reasoning is difficult to interpret, users need evaluation, transparency, and accountability mechanisms. If they are deployed at scale, small errors can become widely consequential. Toon therefore argues for a future in which AI remains directed toward human benefit through regulation, institutional responsibility, and informed public debate. The controlling question is not only whether AI can perform a task, but whether that performance serves a justified purpose under conditions that people can trust. In conclusion, How AI Thinks is best suited to readers who want a clear conceptual map of artificial intelligence without becoming immersed in advanced mathematics or engineering detail. Business leaders, educators, policymakers, students, parents, and general readers can benefit from its combination of technical explanation and social analysis. Its practical value lies in making AI less opaque. Readers come away with a better grasp of training, pattern recognition, generative output, and the difference between machine fluency and human understanding. Its intellectual value lies in placing current systems within a longer history of computing, showing that today's breakthroughs are the result of accumulated ideas, data, hardware, and scale rather than magic. Compared with many books on AI, it stands out for connecting how the technology works with how society should respond. Some books focus mainly on existential risk, others on productivity, and others on technical foundations. Toon occupies a middle position, explaining enough mechanism to build informed judgment while also addressing governance, ethics, and responsible use. The book is especially useful for readers who need to make decisions about AI adoption, regulation, education, or strategy and want a grounded, readable introduction to both the promise and the constraints of machine intelligence. If you would like to support Nigel Toon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.